Visiting Teaching Message. Rejoice in the Blessings of the Temple. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Come to the temples worthily and regularly. Not only do you bless those who are deceased, but you may freely partake of the promised personal revelation that may bless your life with power, knowledge, light, beauty, and truth from on high, which will guide you and your posterity to eternal life. What person would not want these blessings, as expressed by the prophet Joseph Smith at the dedication of the Kirtland Temple? He said, We ask thee, Holy Father, that thy servants may go forth from this house armed with thy power, and that thy name may be upon them, and thy glory be round about them, and thine angels have charge over them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verse 22. When you return from the temple, share with your children and loved ones at home your feelings about what you experienced. Speak not of the sacred ordinances, but of the love and power manifest by them. Let your children see you behave, toward them and your eternal companion, in kindlier, more loving ways. Your consistently positive expressions about what you experience in the temple will create in your children a desire to receive those same blessings and provide them with strong motivation to resist the temptations which could disqualify them from temple blessings. Come to the House of the Lord, Ensign, May 1992, page 16. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995. What a glorious thing it is for us to have the privilege of going to the temple for our own blessings. Then, after going to the temple for our own blessings, what a glorious privilege to do the work for those who have gone on before us. This aspect of temple work is an unselfish work. Yet, whenever we do temple work for other people, there is a blessing that comes back to us. Thus, it should be no surprise to us that the Lord does desire that His people be a temple-motivated people. I repeat what I have said before. It would please the Lord for every adult member to be worthy of, and to carry, a current temple recommend, even if proximity to a temple does not allow immediate or frequent use of it. The things that we must do and not do to be worthy of a temple recommend are the very things that ensure we will be happy as individuals and as families. A Temple-Motivated People, Ensign, February 1995, page 5. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Every man or woman who goes to the temple comes out of that building a better man or woman than he or she was when entering into it. That's something that's remarkable that happens with all of us. Do you have problems and concerns and worries? Do you want for peace in your heart and an opportunity to commune with the Lord and meditate upon His way? Go to the house of the Lord and there feel of His Spirit and commune with Him, and you will know a peace that you will find nowhere else. Stake Conference, Wandsworth, England, August 27, 1995. See Ensign, April 1996, page 72. In what ways can the ordinances and covenants of the temple affect our lives? How can we teach our family members and others about the temple so that they desire to live worthy of entering there? How is our Christmas celebration made more meaningful through our knowledge of temple blessings? End of Visiting Teaching Message. Rejoice in the Blessings of the Temple.